at me.
I would rather see her lovely step than all the bronze chariots in Lydia. Sappho, poetess and lover of beauty, sings lyrically to us from 6th century Greece. She grew up on the island of Lesbos in the eastern Mediterranean. It is thought she was daughter of a prominent political family in Mytilene. Much of her work survives only in fragments and was lost in the post-classic purging of pagan poets. Her influence shone in the imitation by her contemporaries, for she was celebrated in her day, and in the lives of women schooled in the arts at Lesbos. Much of her imagery shines with devotion to Aphrodite, goddess of love and beauty, and love of the evanescent beauty of life. Listen. Don't ask me what to wear. I have no embroidered headband from Sardis to give you, Clais, such as I wore. And my mother always said that in her day, a purple ribbon looped in the hair was thought to be high style indeed. But we were dark. A girl whose hair is yellower than torchlight should wear no headdresses but fresh flowers. Leave Crete, Aphrodite, and come to this sacred place, encircled by apple trees, fragrant with offered smoke. Here, cold springs sing softly amid the branches. The ground is shady with roses. From trembling young leaves, a deep drowsiness pours. In the meadow, horses are cropping the wildflowers of spring. Scented fennel blows on the breeze. In this place, Lady of Cyprus, pour the nectar that honors you into our cups, gold and raised up for drinking.
Sappho, presented by Catherine Smith. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org. Ain't I a woman?